These revised learning standards include substantive changes from our current learning standards.
Commissioner Elia held a conference call with reporters to outline revisions. Included in changes to the English standards is a call to foster lifelong readers and writers. For math, include clarification of standards so educators, students, and parents have a better understanding of expectations. Elia says these revisions would include resources to help students with disabilities and English language learners.
So that as teachers for English language learners are implementing the standards, that they'll have opportunities to see at what point they need to scaffold and provide more help for English language learners to get to that standards level.
Now, these revisions follow a two-year effort that included teachers and parents following a large public outcry over the Common Core learning standards.
Well, certainly the Common Core, a tainted name. Hopefully we've made some realistic changes to the standards here in New York State, and they're not just superficial with a name change.
Springville parent Chris Cerrone is with the New York State Allies for Public Education. He's anxious to read full details of these revisions.
So even if these standards were of high quality, I felt parents are still going to be looking to change the test formats and change the fact that they're tied to teacher evaluation and school ratings, because that will narrow again the focus to producing high test scores in ELA and math, and we're not going to be getting history, science, the art, and hands-on learning and whole child learning in when the focus will be test scores.
The revisions will be presented to the State Board of Regents next Tuesday before a final vote is expected in June. The public has until June 2nd to submit comments. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.